Okay. Hi, everyone. It's Victoria from Café Confesiones. Welcome back to another Thursday with me. Today we have a guest that has been here before, a reappearance, if you will.
Guess who? It's Natalie.
It's Natalie.
It's Natalie.
It's our VP of events, our favorite Salvadorian.
Hey.
I don't know many, so I would say that you are kind of my favorite.
Yay. I'm so happy about that.
I know. How have you been? How's your day today?
Oh, I've been good. It's been kind of gloomy, though. So much like, it's sort of even snowing.
I know.
It's crazy.
I was walking home from my class, and I just, like, I almost started crying. I was like, why is it rainy?
Yeah.
And, like, snowy. It kind of sucks, but, I mean, that's kind of false spring. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what happens. But yesterday was super nice. And the day before that, too.
Yeah. I even got out my shorts for a little bit.
I know. I've been on the shorts little moment. I love wearing shorts. And it's just so fun. It's just so freeing. So I was pretty happy that the last couple of days we could wear shorts. But now I'm kind of sad because it started to get cold again. So I definitely hope it gets warmer. I feel like this was a false spring moment, but I hope everyone is okay, and I hope everyone's adjusting. Today, we actually have some really cool topics to talk about because we have experienced a lot of these, and it's kind of cool to see. But before I get into that, today we have the Clubs and Association Gala. How are you preparing for that?
I'm very excited. As you see here right now, I got my makeup done.
Yeah.
And my hair curled because I'm like, I don't have time to go back.
Yeah, so you, like, got your makeup done.
Yeah.
And I did my makeup and I did my hair too.
Just so we're ready.
So we're ready for this gala. I also have really curly hair. For those who don't know me personally, I have really curly hair. And so I blow dried my hair and it took me like an hour and a half, obviously. Because it takes forever. But yeah, speaking of makeup and speaking of getting ready, today's topic is kind of the beauty standards that we see in our culture and kind of, everywhere.
Let's get started. What questions do you have?
I have a lot, and it's pretty extensive. I mean, when I talk about being a Latina woman, what comes up to you? Like, what beauty stereotypes do you see in the media, at least in Western culture?
Definitely, like, that stereotype of, like, women being like Sofia Vergara, like having like curves, like red lipstick, wing liner, like things like that. And it's just like, it's very, like, untrue.
Yeah,
it's very untrue,
like,
I'd say.
It's very different for everyone. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Latinas have that kind of look, you know?
Yeah.
Which is really, I don't know, that stereotype here is a little bit, it's very untrue. But I feel like it's also a stereotype that we have back in Latin America.
That's true. I mean, look at me. I don't know if anybody's ever seen me without my wing liner.
Yeah.
I have it literally every day.
She's a wing liner.
Yeah, but it's girly. Because I love it. I don't know.
Yeah, like, no, it's probably not even a thing that, like, your parents imposed on you. Like, I know, and we'll get into this. I feel like a lot of Latina moms, or at least I can speak from my experience, there's this, like, I don't want to say a rule, but it's very, like, encouraged for you to not go out looking, like, crazy. Quote unquote crazy, obviously. Like, this is a word in Spanish. It's called mal arreglada, which is not properly
like
dressed, if that makes sense in any way. So yeah, no, I would say my mom especially, like, I have never seen my mom, like, go out and about to, like, get groceries and she's not, like, ready, like, she's not, like, looks put together. Like, you will never see her in sweatpants going to buy something, whereas, like, here there's really not.
Yeah, but you know what I think that is? It's definitely like a cultural thing, I'd say because over there, like in El Salvador at least, if you wore like pajama pants to the grocery store, people would think you're like crazy.
Yeah. No, yeah. Same with back home. I feel like any Latin country would probably experience the same thing because you just always got to look put together. And my mom actually talked to me about it when she went back home recently. She mentioned, she's like, it's insane how everyone looks so put together at all times. Like, she was like, I would go to the grocery store and everyone had like a full makeup and like, you know, like freshly done nails and freshly dyed hair and like freshly done hair. Yeah. That's another thing.
And same with like the nails.
The nails is big.
Done every day, yeah.
Like, you have to look so put together. And I guess there's like that pressure or, yeah, there's more pressure if you have Latino parents to have that. And I feel like that's kind of difficult to navigate at certain points, especially when you when you live here, right? Because, I mean, the amount of times I've gone to the grocery store in, like, my sweatpants and, like, my worst-looking moment.
Me too. And, you know, the funny thing is my dad's always, like, that on me. He's always, like, why are you dressed up like that? Like, dress better. Like, put on some pants or something.
Oh, like dress better as in, like, not... wear like your sweatpants.
Yeah, like not wearing my sweatpants.
Yeah. No, I feel like, like I said, it's very different for each parent. I know for sure for my mom, she does not love it when I go to the grocery store or like, even if I'm like, oh, I'm going to go buy something quick at like Walmart or going to the mall on like a Sunday. I do not want to put on a fancy fit, full face of makeup.
Right, like there's just no time for that.
There's no time. And I don't want to do it. I simply don't want to do it. So, and these beauty standards are kind of crazy and we'll get into more. But yeah, from what I found out on the internet, because I did a little bit of research, a lot of these beauty standards come from machismo. So if you don't know what machismo is like very strong or aggressive masculine pride, and machismo is very, very well seen in Latin America. So a lot of these beauty standards apparently have come up because you want to please the men in our society, which is not something that at least here we don't do as much, I want to say.
Yeah, no, I'd say for sure, but I'd say definitely like my dad has that mentality a little bit. Like, I don't know. Like, I guess, like, say if you're wearing, like, you're a man and you're wearing, like, a silly shirt that has, like, a heart on it or something, my dad might be like, oh, like, why is he wearing that?
Yeah, like, he's not manly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Like, I think it very much sticks with people.
Yeah, it sticks through generations, too. And I hope that nowadays we're, I don't know, getting a little bit better at it in a sense that, yeah, like we're kind of straying away from those ideals because it's like you're like, don't show emotion, don't like,
men aren't allowed to cry type thing.
No, they're not. And it's like, obviously it's a very generational thing and also very Latino thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like men even here like have that pressure to not show their feelings. And you know, it's getting better with, like, Men's Mental Health Month, for example. I don't know when that is, but I will do my research on it. But I know there's, like, a month or, like, a week, I don't know, that, like, people dedicate to talk about these issues because everyone, like, everyone has a mental health and everyone might fluctuate on, you know, certain things. So I think it's important for us to know that, like, I think we should get over that machismo and, like, try to do better as a society. But again, it's interesting to see how different we are from that. But also, it's like, I understand where they're coming from, you know?
Yeah.
Do I necessarily agree? No. But I understand where they're coming from.
It's definitely a cultural thing for sure. Like, it's just not, it's not something you can just stick out of your brain and be like, okay, I'm done with that. Like, no, this is, like, something that goes on throughout a culture, and it's like, if you see it often,
for lots of generations. So I think it's that pressure to always look put together, you know. And I don't think, like, for example, I don't think my parents, or like my mom especially, I don't think she does it because she's like, oh, you're gonna please a man type of thing. It's just rooted in her head, like, you can't go to the grocery store looking like that. What about you? What's your experience?
I don't know.
With the pressure, at least.
With the pressure,
of, like, looking put together.
I guess my parents are pretty lenient about that. Like, they know how I am at this point. Like,
yeah.
My dad, he'll just, like, shake his head and be like,
"Hi,
Lolly." Like,
exactly.
But he doesn't care because it's just, like, I've been like that for years.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. I'd say more, though, I get societal pressure.
Interesting.
Of what I should look like as a Latina.
Okay.
So sometimes, for example, like, it's like, oh, I should have my hair straight all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's usually the stereotypical look.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just hard, I guess, because it's like, I want to look like with straight hair because it's like, I like that. But it's also like, could it be because of societal pressures too?
Yeah, that it's deep rooted into your head.
Or same with like wearing hoops.
Oh,
that
wow.
That was a big one for me when I was in high school. I was like, I have to wear hoops every day or else people won't know I'm Latina, you know?
Did you wear big hoops?
Yeah.
Wow.
I did. And the thing is, it's like, it's that societal pressure, but it's like, I like them. They're pretty.
Yeah.
But they hurt my ears. Like, it's just like not fun. I'd rather cute little dainty earrings and it's just like more my thing. But yeah, in high school, I'd wear hoops all the time because I'd be like, this is what I'm supposed to be wearing.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. See, for me, I wear hoops from birth, like, but I wear really tiny hoops.
No, for me, it's like the big ones.
The big ones. Yeah. See, there's a stereotype of what a Latina looks like sometimes, you know, and it's like the bold lip, the bold eyebrows, the winged eyeliner, like you said. The red lipstick, for example, it's very big. The hoops, I feel like the jewelry as well, like we're just
like gold.
A lot of gold. I don't wear silver because I feel like it doesn't look on my like well on my skin.
Yeah.
But
that's another big thing though too. For me, it's actually really funny. I don't care about like, I like gold jewelry for sure. Like, that's more my style.
Yeah.
But also, if it's, like, mixed in with silver, I don't care.
I don't care either.
I don't care as much.
But personally, because of my, like, skin tone and, like, the undertones, not that I really know, but what I've been told, it's, like, your undertone doesn't really match silver. And I've just kind of stuck with it.
You look nice in gold, though.
I know. Yeah, I like the gold. I feel like for you, it looks good either way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like either one's good, so I just wear both.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, now another one that I kind of brushed upon or found was, like, the curvy versus skinny ideal of Latinas.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, like, you have to be curvy, but not too curvy.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be skinny, but not too skinny.
Yeah.
And you can't be bigger because you're too big. And it's like, when is it, like, you know, when is it good? What's the correct thing for
people
to be happy, to be happy with you as a person, as as a female?
I don't know.
It's kind of hard. I'm just remembering the Barbie monologue right now. Do you remember that one?
Don't remind me. That made me so sad. Like, I cried.
Yeah. It's like, I think about it. It's like, I'm going to try to look it up, especially. Mm. Yeah. She's like, you're so beautiful and so smart. And it kills me. Okay, wait, hold on. You have to be thin, but not too thin. And you can never say you want to be thin. You have to say that you want to be healthy, but you also have to be thin. So, like, at this point, like,
what's the standard?
And especially, well, I looked at it, like, I thought about the Barbie movie by Greta Gerwig. It's amazing, by the way. If no one has watched it. Like, I feel like everyone should have watched it by now. But, I think the beauty standards are kind of the same in a lot of countries, I guess, like, again, Barbie is a Western society, like, movie, right?
Yes.
So the monologue that America Ferrera gave, who is Latina, which is kind of cool, about being too thin or too, like, you don't want to be too thin, but you don't want to not be thin, right? Mm-hmm. that I guess applies to all women.
Quote unquote, like having curves in the right places, if you know
what I mean. Yeah.
And it's not everybody's like that.
No.
All Latinas look different. Yeah. You know, that's the funny thing. People think there's like a stereotypical look to be Latina what you should look like. But the truth is, everybody looks different.
Yeah. It's like you have to be tanned, but not too tanned. You have to have like wavy hair, but not too wavy that it's curly and it looks ugly.
Yeah.
And you have to have big lips, and it's just like, at what point?
Right. Are and you what I find it more confusing is when it's like certain people in the Latin community that have different opinions on certain things. Like, I've heard opinions from certain like friends or family that are like, yeah, you're too dark skin.
Oh.
But then there's other ones that are like, I love her dark skin. Like, her skin is so nice and beautiful, and they'll like praise it. And so that's where it's like, I'm so confused, because I'm like, where do I fit into this? Like, it's either I'm liked for my darker skin or I'm not. So it's like, it's a weird in between, I feel like, where I'm stuck.
See, like we've talked about on this podcast before, every Latino looks different, and all of us, like our skin colors are different because obviously we were colonized by the Spanish, who are white, predominantly white, Caucasian people. And a lot of us, well, all of us were indigenous and had like different tones of skin colors. So it makes sense that a lot of us are mixed in that sense. Like, for example, I don't think I'm a little bit tanned. I'm like naturally. During the winter, I get a little bit white. but for example, my whole family, they're very fair. They're very, very fair. But again, we all look different. We all look different. Like, I have an uncle that is very dark skinned, and he's my dad's brother, and my dad is completely the opposite color. Yeah. Like, he's very fair.
There's not one set of like certain color you should be. Like, for example, my sister, she's so much more whiter than me. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't think we're related.
Yeah. No, that's how my brother and I are. You just know we're related because we look the same. But that's about it. Yeah. So I think that also comes from, like, well, there's a lot of colorism in Latin America. Yeah. We know this. It's like, in Latin America, I don't know if you've faced this, probably you have, but it's like, it's kind of praised if you have a child that's like very fair, like light skinned, very, very light skinned person with like blue eyes or green eyes and blonde hair and like naturally a very like European look, you know, which is like, that's kind of not nice.
I know. And it's weird because it's like, it's been so many generations past all that. So it's like, why is this still happening?
Why is it still the Eurocentric beauty standards? Why is that still a thing?
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's nothing that we can change in one day. Mm-mm. I think it's getting maybe a little bit better. But I will say, like, you know, like, they have like nicknames for darker individuals.
Yeah.
And not that it's a derogatory thing anymore, I would say, but it's still like, it hints that you're a darker person.
Which I've never minded it though. Like, I like it when I get called like morenita.
Yeah.
Like, because it's like in a nice way. Like, I can tell there's in a nice way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess like, for every person it's different. Again, like, I have cousins that are very fair. I have cousins that are very dark skinned. And we all look different. We all have different hair textures. That's what also I'm going to get at. Because if you think about Latinas, I think a lot of people might think, again, like beautiful, wavy, like perfect hair.
Yeah. Like either wavy hair or like a straight hair look.
Yeah.
But not textured.
Not textured. Mm-hmm. I have very curly hair. I have very curly hair. So does my brother. My dad has like straight hair, and then my mom has always had waves, like a wavy hair. But
wait, so where do you get your curls from? Grandparents?
Yeah, probably my dad's side. My grandma used to have very curly hair. She still does, my grandma on my dad's side, she has like probably the super, like, not super, but very, very thick, like a very textured hair.
Yeah.
And actually, there's a kind of a funny story behind that. She always used to get her hair done. Once a week, she was in the hair salon and would get it basically, like, pin straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
Every single week. Like, she was, like, there's a saying in Spanish that's, like, antes muerta que sencilla.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd rather be dead than look plain.
Yeah, simple.
So, like, my grandma always used to get her hair done. Hair pinned straight to, like, to the gods. Like, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And when my mom first started, like, I guess, dating my dad, she was, like, or I guess once they were engaged. I'm not sure. She made a comment, and she was, like, oh, like, I really want my kids to have your type of hair because it's so, like, thin and it's so beautiful and it's so straight.
Yeah.
Little did she know that, like, we did indeed
wait,
get...
Wait, so she said that to your grandma?
Yeah. She said that to my grandma, not knowing that my grandma used to go every single week to get her hair, like, pinned straight.
Yeah.
And, like, lo and behold, like, we ended up getting her hair just not the pin straight, just mm-hmm. very curly hair. And I guess growing up, my hair... Like, again, my hair wasn't as thick growing up, but I did have curly hair. And mm-hmm. I guess my mom didn't know how to handle it because, obviously, like, she always used to straighten her hair, all the treatment. And that's
like
super...
a whole different process for
you. Yeah. And it's normal. Like, it's so normalized for you to get, like, a keratin treatment or, like, a Brazilian blowout. Like, you know, those things that they mm-hmm. put in your hair and, like... I don't know what they're called, but it's basically to chemically...
Yeah, I've had a lot of my cousins have that done. Yeah. But you know what the funniest part is? They don't have curly hair either. Like, they...
Just
like
wavy.
Maybe just, like, a bit wavy, but, like, still almost straight. But it's like, why are you getting all that?
Yeah, it's because people mm-hmm. want to have straight hair.
Yeah.
And, again, my mom did that. And I'm pretty sure I had a couple of those treatments done as a kid,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, not... necessarily nice in that sense.
Yeah. Because you have to learn to embrace your
exactly.
hair.
I guess, obviously, at the time I was young, I didn't know how to do my hair. So that's kind of what I knew. And that's kind of what my mom knew at the time. Now, things have changed. I barely blow dry my hair unless it's like a special occasion or I really want to do something different to it. I personally don't have the patience to do my own hair.
Yeah.
It takes me so long. And
right, you said it was like, it took like over an hour.
An hour and a half.
Oh my
and
gosh.
It's not even pin straight. That's the worst part of it all. I'm like, if I want to like use a straightening iron, like it takes so long. It took me 2 hours. I want to say, I think it was during Halloween or something that I wanted to have really straight hair. And it took me like 2 hours.
My question is, how do you get to the root?
Oh, it's so difficult.
Like,
it's
how
so,
do you not burn your scalp?
I've burnt my scalp many a times trying to get a hair, like, straight. And in high school, I always used to straighten my hair. Not always, but, like, I always used to either curl it with a curling iron, which
mm-hmm.
makes no sense because I already had curly hair. So why did I want that? I don't know. So I guess when I got to university, I learned to embrace my curly hair.
That's awesome, because I love your curly hair.
I know. It's so messy and so fun, but it also takes a lot of time for me to, like, for my hair to dry, like, naturally.
But you should be proud. I mean, like, you even got my boyfriend on your hair care routine. If you guys don't know, my boyfriend's always been asking Victoria about her hair, like, routine. He's just like... her curls are just come out so great. Like, I need that too.
It's so funny because I told him, I was like, okay, I use this, I use that, I use that. And I was like, my brother also has very curly hair. And just recently he started, like, I want to say, like, letting it grow a little bit more so you can actually see the curls mm-hmm. because before he used to get it really short. Like, so you can't see, like, you would just see texture.
Yeah,
you wouldn't see it.
I remember last time I saw him at the Bad Bunny concert, it was like a bit, it wasn't, like, longer. I don't know if it got longer, but I remember it was
like a little,
short.
Like, tiny little curls.
Yeah, I can see the tiny curls.
So he's trying to make that his thing now. But when I first started to do my curly hair, like, routine and did that every week, he was like, what do you do? Like, he was so intrigued. And I was like, you know what? Since you have short curly hair, just use this mousse.
Mm-hmm.
And it changed his life. And whenever he washes his hair. Yeah. I think he does it every day, but you know.
Yeah. Oh my God. Remember that one night we were watching Twilight with Gabriel? And he's like, oh my God, this pillow is so amazing. And it was your like silk.
My silk.
Your silk pillow. And then after we left, he couldn't stop talking about it either.
I know.
He's just
I know.
I need that silk pillow.
Because he has curly hair.
Yeah.
And you know what? Once you like get a routine down and like you get all the shebang for it, you're like, oh my God, this is so fun. So yeah, definitely embrace your curls or embrace your whatever hair you have, because that's the hair you were born with.
And the thing is, the secret is people want the hair they don't have too.
Yeah.
People with straight hair always curl it. For example, me.
Yeah.
Like my hair isn't straight, but it's like an in between of like a slight wave.
Yeah.
And a almost straight.
Yeah.
But it's like, I want to look nice, so I'll curl it.
Yeah.
You know?
But here's the key thing. You said, I want to look nice. But you always look nice, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's
it's
what
like, I
is
guess looking,
ingrained
I know,
in
I
our
guess
heads.
Looking nice is just like looking a bit different, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think it's just beautiful to embrace your own hair. Like, again, as a kid, I guess I wanted to have pin straight hair because that was what society told me. That was like what I needed to have, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't know. I had friends that had pin straight hair and they were like, I want to have curly hair. It's so beautiful. It's so nice. It's so nice. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really care about my hair. Now I love my hair. And I put so much work into it. I'm really trying to grow this hair. It's growing.
That's good.
It takes a bit, but it's growing. And yeah, I think it'll keep growing. I mean, I want to start doing this rosemary water thing. Apparently you boil like rosemary and then you put it into a spray bottle, whatever that water is, and that grows. So now I want to talk
about... Wait, I kind of want to try that.
Apparently it's a good thing, but these are like home remedies that...
I'll
is there any science behind it?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you, does your mom or like maybe your grandma, do they have like a certain thing that they do for beauty that is like home remedy and you're like, Does that really work?
I wouldn't say. I can't figure one out for beauty, but just like in general for your health. Like if you have a migraine, like my grandma would come out of her room and you'd see like little potato slices on her forehead, or she'd like put it on her feet.
Yeah, okay.
And apparently that worked to like soak up. I don't know what. Like
I don't know what
neurotoxins. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then the other one is also not beauty related, but it is kind of a life hack for me. To delay your period, you drink lemon water. Have you ever heard that one? That
I've
might be
heard
a Salvadoran
like, I've
thing.
Heard like the lemon.
Yeah, but it works.
Well, I don't know. That's so
That's
interesting.
Weird, but it works.
That's so interesting. The one that, okay, my mom and I don't want to say my grandma because I'm not sure anymore, but... For sure, my mom, she's done every single home remedy ever on this earth. I don't think my mom has, like, she's done everything. So let me tell you a couple. Well, the potato, back to the potato, just very quickly. I had a really bad concussion. and it was during COVID. So we were sledding, whatever. I fell, I hit my head. I had a really bad concussion.
Yeah.
And I went home before, like, we ended up going to the hospital and stuff because they were, like, kind of weird about admitting new people in a hospital.
Was it a public one?
Yeah. Like, at the time, it was, like, really early on where, like, people weren't, like, admitted or if you were, you would have to leave early. I don't know.
Oh,
it was really
weird.
Anyway, I remember the first thing that they did for my concussion was put a slice of potato on it.
Wait, the hospital?
No. My parents. My parents.
I was like, okay.
No,
my parents. Homeopathic remedies, let's go.
No, my parents did that. The potato got extremely hot.
Really?
Yeah. Like, obviously the potato's cold.
I mean, I've never tried it before, but
I don't know
what it does. Like, it's something it soaks up.
I'm assuming it soaks up the heat, right?
Yeah.
But, like, what is that? Really do.
I don't know. Ask my grandma. I don't know.
I don't know either. Like I said, my mom has done everything under the sun. have you ever heard of putting egg yolks in your hair for shiny hair?
No.
Yeah. No. So my mom has done that. She doesn't love it because then she's like, I don't like the smell of like egg. So yeah. Then she's like, it kind of smells like that. I've also been subject to that because whatever my mom tries, she's like, I want you to try it too.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh, I don't want to put egg.
Wait, that reminds me, for like, what's it called? Caspa?
Dandruff.
my grandma and my mom always told me use lemon to get that off.
Oh, okay.
But not straight, obviously, because it's going to hurt or whatever. But like, dilute it in water and it comes off. It works to this day. I do that too.
I mean, we're not promoting any of these, I will say.
Oh, yeah, no promotion, but.
Because we don't know if these will harm you at all.
Well, it's a lemon. What's a lemon going to do?
I don't know. You never know. Just, I don't want to get sued.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to say something. I forgot what
it was.
Was
it the mayo?
Well, yeah, I'll get to that.
Okay.
Yeah, mayo. Well, lemon, my mom uses it for everything. Mm-hmm. Like, she uses it to clean. She uses it to drink in the morning. She uses it. She uses it with, what is it? Bicarbonate. How do you call that? Baking soda.
Baking soda, yeah.
Bicarbonate soda.
Bicarbonate.
Look at me. My
Look at this chem major. Yeah, right, I know. Hey.
I know my chemistry, but baking soda and lemon is used to lighten your skin.
Oh.
Okay, not in a bad way. Yeah. Like, you know how,
like. Oh, like a toner?
Sure. Like like armpits usually get darker,
no,
right?
I've heard that
For,
one.
Like, dark spots, my mom says that is the best cure.
Mm-hmm. I think my mom said that too before.
Which is super interesting because how do you find out? How does anyone find any of this out?
I don't know.
Anyway, so mayo also on hair to make the texture softer, to make it nicer. It's like apparently, well, and it makes sense. It's oil, right? It's oil and egg. Think about it.
You know how I discovered this? On the 90 Day Fiancé with Big Ed when he put it in his hair.
Mayo?
Yeah.
I never watched it. What?
No, he did. That was like his daily ritual. He
put daily?
Yeah. He put mayo in his hair to make it shiny.
Well, I guess that's super interesting. Yeah. I didn't know he also did that. I thought it was just my mom thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mayo. She has put avocado also. She'll mash it up.
In her hair?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Also, so many things. Also, honey apparently is really good.
How does the hair not stick together?
I have no clue. Oh. I haven't tried honey, but, you know, there's also aloe vera, which in my family, aloe vera is like also the holy grail next to Vicks VapoRub.
Yeah.
Because every Latino loves Vicks VapoRub, but. Aloe vera is like our second favorite thing in my house. Like my mom, she'll like freeze it and then put it under her eye bags or like.
Do you think it works though?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I only know it works for burns.
You should get her to do like a before and after.
Like a behavior modification thing? Heck yeah.
Because then if I see results, I'm going to be trying that too.
it's apparently really good. I mean, she'll do aloe vera mask. She'll put it in her hair. She'll put it probably anywhere. Like, again, for these beauty hacks that I'm like, I don't even know if they work. But if you think about it, for example, the South Asian, Southeast Asian community, they oil their hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they use like coconut oil. Argan oil, like all the oils, and their hair is super, super nice. Yeah. My roommates, they all oil their hairs like once a week or however often they do. And their hair is super thick and gorgeous and beautiful. And my mom, again, she's done all of this.
Oh, dang. I wish I could do that, but I just feel like my hair is already, like the scalp's already oily as it is naturally. Yeah. So it's like, either that would make it worse or it's like washing it out, like would that strip me of like my natural oils? I don't know.
You should try sometime. I know I've tried like coconut oil and it's really good because having curly hair, it's just really dry hair at all times, so it's nice.
yeah
There was actually once this little incident, and I hope my parents aren't listening to this one because I think they're gonna get mad at me for sharing this. But at one point, my mom decided to make this like mask for her hair, like a hair mask, right? She put egg, she put mayo, she put like avocado that was going pretty brown because apparently that's the better one for your hair. So extra ripe. Whenever avocados kind of start going bad in my house, she'll do her avocado routine. She put honey and aloe vera, like she put all of the stuff that I mentioned. She put it into a container, like she mashed it all together. She put it into a container and she put it in the fridge.
Okay.
Because she was like, I'll wash.
Would this go in the fridge every day?
No. Like, she just did it because she's like, okay, I'll wash my hair later type of thing.
But would this be like a one-go type thing? Or like,
yeah, I mean, I feel like you probably shouldn't.
Because I thought, like, wouldn't it like mold or something?
Yeah. That's what I feel like after, like, it's a one and done for my mom for sure. Because why would you? I don't know. I feel like it's interesting. Why would you do it afterwards? But she made this like mix, and if you think about it, like think about all these like things, it kind of looks like avocado, like smash up avocado, like guac, like
guacamole. Oh my god, don't tell me. I don't like where this is going.
So my dad, because he'll eat anything that he finds in the fridge without asking, he went in there, he's like, oh my god, someone made guac. So he went and he had a spoonful of that. And then he realized, he's like, this tastes horrible. And then, like, he told us later, he's like, guys, I think that guac is, like, not good. And my mom's like, what guac? And it ended up being that he ate, like, a raw egg yolk, like, mayo, like, olive oil, like, rotting avocado.
That's crazy.
And now he's very sure to ask before anything.
That reminds me of it. I feel like dads are just, like, clueless of this. Because did I tell you about the story of when my dad drank tea tree oil?
Do tell.
Yeah, so this is, I guess, goes with the beauty thing, I guess. Like, my mom used tea tree oils to, like, get, like, the little red spots she had on her face.
Yeah, yeah.
And she, I remember this, like, clear as day. She told me and my sister, she's like, hey, guys, don't use this water bottle. It was, like, in a plastic water bottle. Yeah. And she even put, like, a little X. Like, a, you know, like the little skeleton? Like, this is poison. Don't drink it. And she put it with a Sharpie on top of the cap. And she's like, guys, don't drink this. Like, this is my tea tree oil. Yeah. Don't drink it. And it clearly looked like tea tree oil. Like, it was, like, you could see the little oil bubble things on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And we're like, okay, yeah. We're not gonna be drinking that.
Yeah.
So then, like, a few months later... And it was also, let me mention, this was stored where we store, like, medicinal stuff, too.
Right, right.
So you would not find, like, a water bottle there, a normal one.
Yeah.
So then my dad takes it.
Obviously.
And he's just, like, I don't know, like, he's, like, choking. And I come out, I'm like, what's going on? And my mom's like, your dad drank the tea tree oil. And the thing is, we were just like, how did you not notice that was tea tree oil? Because you can smell it.
Yeah.
You can smell it. And Victoria, half the bottle was gone. Half the bottle was gone. Like, how? How do you not notice?
Listen, and I can't even say that's surprising because that's happened to my dad way too many times.
Yeah.
Way too many times. I think, especially like... Why are you going into the medicine cabinet?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's fine.
You're not gonna... And the fact, like, how do you not notice the little cap with the skull on it? Like, don't drink this.
Yeah, dads are super interesting. I don't know if it's just a Latino dad or just our dad thing, but, like, for sure, that's happened to my dad. Well, like, again, multiple times because my mom will do anything. For a while, I don't know if you saw on TikTok recently, I want to say... Within the last year, there was, like, the flaxseed mask.
Oh,
you saw that?
Yeah, I think I did, yeah.
Basically, like, you boil flaxseeds in water, and then it'll get all goopy.
Yeah.
And then that was... Did they do, like, hair mask, or did they do, like, face mask?
I thought this was a face mask.
Okay,
that's
see?
That's at least what I saw.
My mom uses it for her hair.
Oh.
She was like, when I was young, that was what I used to do, like, a hair mask. And I'm like, honestly, I tried it, and it works. It does, like, moisturize a lot of your hair, so.
Like, would you say it's good for dead ends? or
I mean, I don't know. I only used it a couple times. I don't know. You should try it. Yeah. I mean, the goopiness of it all is really interesting, and I would use it for my hair and for my, like...
Is it like a chia seed type goopiness?
I would say it's more goopy. More?
Oh.
It's really interesting. I think you should... You could buy them at, like, Bulk Barn and then boil them.
Maybe
and then
I'll try it out for fun.
Yeah, you should. I think it's so interesting. You obviously got to put it in the fridge because otherwise apparently it goes bad. But yeah, it's really interesting. It's so interesting. Before I talk about anything else, because I have another like couple things, as Latinas, we're supposed to have a quinceañera, right?
Yeah.
So that's like a coming of age. It's like the sweet 16. You're becoming a woman. You're supposed to get all dressed up. It's like a mini wedding. You get dressed up. Or you have a big change, or I don't know, you do your hair like
it's
crazy.
It's supposed to represent becoming of a woman.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
In our culture. Yeah. I had a question for you, actually. Did you guys have this thing where it's like the dress must be pink?
No.
For us, we do, for some reason. And because I always wanted, like, before my quinceañera, spoiler, I didn't get one. I wanted a aqua blue dress because that's my favorite color.
Yeah.
But then my mom was just like, you can't do that. Like, we only do pink.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, in El Salvador, we only do pink, apparently. And if you don't do pink, then it's like you're crazy, basically.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then I was just like, what do you mean? Like, I always see a whole bunch of, like, the Mexican girls doing it, like, different colors. And my mom was like, that's Mexico. That's not us.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I had kind of like an aqua, like, blue dress.
You're living my dream then.
I know. It was like a light blue. But that's just because it's my favorite color and I always wanted that color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the longest time, I didn't want to have a quinceañera. I will say that.
But at least you had one.
I ended up, so my birthday's in August. I had mine in October and I did not want to do it. I did not want to do it whatsoever. I didn't want to have one. And then I had a conversation with my late grandmother and she was like, you should do it because you're going to be happy that you had this memory. Yeah. And if your parents are like obviously trying to support this, like, and trying to help you out and whatever, you should do it. Like, and I only did it for my grandmother. I'm not going to lie.
But did you enjoy it at least?
Oh, yeah. Now I do. Yeah. Now I'm like, I look back at it and I was like, that was such a like beautiful moment. I cried. I laughed. Aww. I had many epiphanies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, honestly, it was a really like, it was really nice. It was like, again, it's like a mini wedding thinking about it. I'm like, you have the quote unquote first dance with your dad. I don't know how like Salvadorian quinceañeras go, but like for us, it's like the changing of the shoe. Like your dad is supposed to like change your shoe into a heel. So I was wearing like my Adidas like superstars under my dress. Yeah. And then I sat in the middle of like the dance floor. Mm-hmm. And then my dad was like taking those off, putting on the heels, representing that now I'm a woman and I can wear heels now.
How were you not like sobbing?
Oh, I wasn't sobbing. I
feel like I'd be sobbing.
Because we practice it many times because my heels were actually really hard to put on.
Oh.
And they were looping the music for like, I want to say like 3 minutes. My poor dad was just like sweating there. He was
so
like,
funny.
I don't know how to put this on. And obviously like everyone's like just watching and you're like, oh my God, I'm really under pressure.
Yeah.
And then you have the quote unquote first dance. I mean, again, it's a mini wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. And then as Latinos go, they party a lot and we're very vibrant, dancey people and we danced all night.
Yeah. See, I wish I had that, but fun fact, this was not a fun fact. My great-grandma, she broke her leg, so we couldn't, like, there was just not enough time to plan it on top of, like, having to worry about, like, the hospital visits and stuff like that. So it really sucked in that sense. Definitely for my kid, I'll have one for sure. But, I guess I live vicariously through you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was a really nice experience. Yeah. And all of my friends who were in Latinas, they were like, oh, my God, I didn't know it was, like, this big of a party. I didn't know it was this big of a thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, Yeah, like, and this might have been like one of the more casual ones, because I didn't even call it a party. I refused to call it a party. Mm-hmm. I was obviously an angsty teenager, and I was like, I don't dance, I don't do this, whatever.
I'm surprised you wore heels then.
I've always liked heels.
Really?
That's something about me.
I remember when I wanted to plan mine, I'm like, I'm not going to wear heels, I'm going to wear Converse.
Oh, you were different.
I was a quirky girl.
I changed into my heels, mm-hmm. I want to say for maybe an hour, maybe, because they were not platform heels, so they were really uncomfortable. And obviously I wasn't necessarily used to wearing heels all the time, so I wore my Adidas Superstar shoes, and that was like, obviously the dress was massive, you couldn't even tell what I was wearing under there, so but I called it a quote-unquote dancing dinner. That's what I called it. And still to this day, like, whoever went, they're still like my older family friends, they were like, why would you call it that? Yeah. Your dancing dinner. And again, we didn't have a lot of people compared to other people. Like, mm-hmm. we had maybe 75 guests.
That's still a lot.
It's a lot of people, right? I've heard of quinceañeras that have like 200 people.
Oh my god.
200, 300 people.
People have the money for that?
Like, it's incredibly expensive. Yeah. But it's like, again, it's a rite of passage and you have to do it. So it's just really interesting to see how it's different. I mean, I've been to a couple of Sweet 16s, mm-hmm. and they weren't as extravagant as like the quinceañeras that I went to.
Yeah.
They were more chill. It was just like the birthday person was just like, they put on their like nice fit, and then like we all danced around until like whatever, midnight or whenever the venue was like done.
Yeah.
But it wasn't necessarily as, I want to say, as extravagant. But again, we have this stereotype that we're big partiers and mm-hmm. crazy big parties and weddings. I think about my wedding and I know it's going to be massive just on my parents' side. Like, I know they're going to be like, I want to invite this person and that person and their whole family. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, see, that's why for me, I'd rather just a small one. Because it's like, I'd rather just save up money for like a house.
The housing, like, market.
Right? Yeah. Like the housing, I can't afford anything here. Or like, mm-hmm. I'd rather just save it up for like a really nice honeymoon.
Yeah.
And just keep it kind of like small.
Interesting. You know?
Yeah.
I personally want a massive wedding. Not that I mean, if I were to get married, because I'm very like, I don't want to get married. But again, I'm saying that now. Who knows? But yeah, I kind of want to have a big wedding. I like the idea.
I better be invited.
Yeah, well, I mean, even if we're not friends, you're invited, because like, I want to have like 300 people, and I know my parents would be like, invite this person, and I'm like, I don't even know this person, because that's what happened on my quinceañera. They were like friends of my parents that I was like, I've met you guys maybe once.
Oh my gosh. What are you
doing here? Yeah. But my mom's very like that. She's very welcoming of people, so it's like, whenever she meets anyone, she's like, come to the house. And it's like, you met this person on the street. You don't know who this person is. You don't know their intentions. But again, my mother's very friendly. Shout out to my mom. I hope she doesn't get mad at me for maybe exposing a lot of her beauty secrets.
Oh, and speaking of shout outs, I got Marina here texting me. She wants a shout out. Shout out to our favorite Brazilian Marina.
Yeah.
AKA our co-prez.
She's our co-prez. Oh my god. Hi, Marina.
Hope you're doing well.
Hope you're doing well. She at some point should join us. However, right now it might be a little difficult, mm-hmm. just based on timings for everyone. No, shout out to our favorite Brazilian. We love Brazil. I've never been. I actually really want to go.
I want to go. I want to see what's the statue name? The one,
Christ the Redeemer.
Christ the Redeemer.
He looks like really cool. However, I think I'd be scared to be there.
Yeah.
Because I know people, I think people go up, right? Onto him? Like,
I don't know.
Do people go in there and like go up?
I thought you just take pictures of him.
I don't know. Can you go in? Can you go inside? I feel like, I don't know. 12 flights of very, so I think you can.
Oh, Marina's saying yes, you can.
Okay, thank you, Marina.
Yeah. She's our girl. she knows.
Yeah, that's insane. No, I'm looking at pictures of this, and mm-hmm. I could never.
I'd do it.
I'm terrified of heights. I'm terrified of heights. I could never do that. But props to whoever wants to do that. I'd love to go to Rio, yeah. But I'm not going up into.
I'd do it.
Okay.
Let me know. If I ever go there, I'll let you know.
Let me know. Post something.
Oh, Marina's saying people get married up there?
What?
Okay.
Thank you, Marina.
Yeah, that might be my next wedding venue then.
Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah, right on Christ's shoulders.
No, that's so scary. I'm not coming to that wedding. I fear. I would not.
It's maybe all right. It would just be the
ceremony?
Yeah.
So would you have your whole family up there? Or just you and...
I don't know. Maybe they can like parachute down and see.
That is terrifying.
No, I'm joking.
That is terrifying. I once did parasailing and I was crying the whole time.
Oh my God.
I do not like it. My brother has it all on video too.
I need to see this.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. I don't like it. But yeah, I mean, I enjoy talking about the beauty standards just because they're so close to home. And
yeah,
we'll see.
It feels refreshing talking about it. Like, open and honestly with another fellow Latina, you know?
Yeah, because it's like, again, you can talk to your parents about it all you want. You can be like, yeah, but like, I want to embrace this. I want to embrace that. And it's hard to, I guess, with anyone, it's hard to have an opposing view because a lot of people are not open to having a conversation like that. I mean, if we disagreed on something, I feel like we could talk about it. And, you know, it's like different things, but I feel like a lot of Latinas or older Latinas, older generations,
they got like a set perspective. Exactly. Already. Like you can't change it.
And I feel like it's the saying that like you can't teach old dogs a new trick. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Something like that. I guess that's for a lot of older generations with anything.
Yeah.
And again, do I judge them? No, necessarily no, because that's kind of how they grew up. It's kind of the same way that we're growing up. But, I mean, that's my opinion, you know?
No, so, I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, just spread love, everyone. I think that's the best thing you can say.
And love yourself. Don't care about stereotypes.
Love yourself the way you are. You're beautiful the way you are. Like, however you came into this world, that's you. That's perfect.
Yeah,
but I think that might conclude our little episode today. Any closing remarks?
Thanks for joining, guys. And hopefully I can come back someday.
Yeah.
We'll see you with that.
We still got a couple weeks to go. Yeah. I mean, exam season is a little bit upon us.
Yeah.
It's a little daunting.
We don't have any events, but we do have a Sweet Lou's cookie sale coming up.
Yeah.
So you're not going to want to miss that if you have a sweet tooth.
Oh no. Even if you don't have a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
I don't have a sweet tooth. I'll never say that I'm craving like I don't know, ice cream, for example.
Yeah.
But I'll always have a cook.
Or buy one for a friend. Do a good deed.
Buy one for someone that you like.
Yeah.
Buy one for someone that you don't like, you know?
Yeah.
Just spread love and I guess I'll see you guys next week and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about I don't know, the Western world. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what topics we discuss next week. Okay. Bye, Marina.
Bye.
If you're still listening, shout out to all of our friends that want shout outs. But
shout out
everyone.
Shout out everyone.
Yeah.
Okay,
bye everyone.